Quaker Puffed Wheat Sparkies bring you...
surprised today. The same goes for Pat Ryan and Correspondent Duncan, and, well, you'll soon see. As you already know, we've done a lot of talking about a man named Dr. John Quill. He's said to be in Indochina and is now the object of a special search to be made for him by the newspaper publisher Conrad Sainsbury. Well, Pat, Terry, and their friends have tangled with this Sainsbury on a murder mystery, and both sides will be quite happy if they never see each other again. But no such luck, so stand by!
Quaker with a bang, bang. Rat-a-da-da-bang, bang. Quaker Puffed Wheat Sparkies, the wheat that's shot from guns. Family's favorite breakfast, the wheat that's shot from guns. Quaker Puffed Wheat Sparkies have vitamins to tell. The easy step to extra pep, and boy, the taste is swell. Here comes Quaker with a bang, bang. Rat-a-da-da-bang, bang.
Hello, gang. Tell me, what is the difference between an engineer and a school teacher? Well, the answer is, one minds the train, while the other trains the mind. Yes, sir, gang, and there's a difference between ordinary wheat cereals and Quaker Puffed Wheat Sparkies. I'll say there is. That's because these breakfast grains are shot from guns. They're colossal, exploded 8 times larger, and shot through with bang-up, nut-like flavor that brings you right back for more. Talk about different. Say, just you take a bowl of crispy Quaker Puffed Wheat Sparkies, add milk and sugar, and top with fruit, apples or pears, fresh or cooked. Man, oh man, that is different. Delicious with a capital D. And they're right on the track for nourishment, too. They furnish the good, wholesome nourishment of sun-ripened wheat. Gang, see, taste, enjoy the breakfast cereal shot from guns. Buy Quaker Puffed Wheat Sparkies in those big red and blue Quaker packages. Yes, sirree, the original, the one and only Quaker Puffed Wheat Sparkies. Try them tomorrow.
I should have been smarter, I suppose. But we all have our days when the old bean doesn't work like it should. And here in Hong Kong or any place else, this was my day to be asleep at the switch. Here's the way it happened. Terry and I were all washed up with the murder mystery. The killer Cuffney had been caught and was dead as a doornail. So we started down to the harbor intending to go aboard the White Duck. But who should we run into but Moray Jack? We thought he was several hundred miles down the coast in the town of Quang Chuan.
Well, hiya, gents. Yeah, it's me in the first person. I got 60 grand coming as me share of that gold we hauled up in that sunken wreck, remember?
So long.
Here to collect.
It seems that Moray Jack had sold his Quang Chuan tavern and had arrived in Hong Kong a few days ago.
Say, you guys know a fella named Duncan? He's a newspaper man and spills the Oriental news to the radio there, to the people in the U.S. of A.
Sure, we know Duncan, a good friend of ours.
Yeah, that's what he said. Well, he heard me story about how we got that underwater gold, so he asked me do I want to be a guest on his broadcast. Well, I'm game for anything, so I says, sure, I'm your man. And so this afternoon, you can bend an ear to me, boy.
A few hours later, coming out of the Inter-Allied Bank, Terry and I bumped into none other than Correspondent Duncan himself. I had just enough time to whisper to Terry, don't mention the Ventura or Sainsbury or Cuffney or any of that murder business. But as soon as Duncan spoke to us, I knew he hadn't heard about all that business.
I've been out of the city for a few weeks. Business in Chongqing. Still lots of trouble in China, you know.
Yeah, how well we know.
Oh, say. Last night, I happened to run into a chap who says he hauled a fortune in gold out of the sea. Says you gentlemen were with him.
Oh, you mean Moray Jack. Yeah, we met him just a few hours ago. Says he's going to tell his story on your radio news broadcast.
That is eminently correct, Mr. Ryan. I presume the illiterate beachcomber is telling the truth.
Oh, yeah, sure. We just came out of this bank. The gold has been put in there. We'll be paid off in cash tomorrow.
Well, why don't you boys come up to the studio and hear your pal Jack tell the palpitating public how he suddenly got rich? Ought to be better than a quiz program, to say the least.
Well, we're not going on any program, Duncan.
No, Natch, as we say. But after the broadcast, we can go someplace and have a good old-fashioned talk.
You don't waste your time in idle chatter, Duncan. Now, what's behind all this invitation?
Well, to be perfectly frank, Brother Ryan, I have a bit of a proposition to offer you, but don't ask me any questions.
So, we went up to the broadcasting studio with Duncan. Terry and I wanted to hear Maury Jack talk, and I'll admit I was curious to know what sort of a proposition Duncan had in mind. Maury Jack's radio appearance may not have been educational, but it certainly was the only one of its kind.
Now, Jack, when the red light flashes on, we're on the air.
Uh-huh.
Watch your language. Speak distinctly into the microphone and don't get nervous.
Oh, yeah. Who's nervous? Whether I could thread a needle in a cyclone. I'm as steady as a rock.
Quiet, please.
Oh, yeah.
Good afternoon and good evening here and abroad. This is your commentator, Duncan, bringing you that unique program of news and notes from the Orient. Duncan with Duncan, we call it. And in a moment, I will introduce to you a man who has just salvaged a fortune in gold from the South China Sea. But first, the news. I have been in Chongqing and the meeting between the warring factions there. Well, that's that. And now, here is our guest, Moray Jack. Well, it must be nice to suddenly be a rich man, eh, Jack?
You said a fibful, brother.
Yes. Now, as I understand it, you helped to salvage a fortune in gold on a treasure hunt to the South China Sea.
Yep.
Well, suppose you tell us in your own words just how you got that sunken treasure, Jack.
Oh, sure. It's like this, Dunk, you see. We're on a ship, and suddenly we're over the wreck. So, like football players, we go into a hovel.
You mean a huddle?
We had no time to relax.
Ah, you mean relax.
Everybody was scurvying around, and the diver went over the rail, see? Brother, it was 200 feet down before he touched terracotta.
Terra firma.
Hey, look, pal. Who's telling this yarn? Or is this ceased to be a hostile program?
Hostile?
Friendly. Like when you treat somebody in a hostile manner. Is it? Oh, well, skip it. Look, just let me be articulate, huh? That's all. So, we have to send down dynamite, and brother, what a bang. After a while, we hauled up some iron chests, which we proceed to jimmy open, and baby, was I Popeye.
Well, Pat, I've heard some radio programs in my time, but Moray Jack sure bent the airwaves.
Yeah, I hope the people back in the States will recover from the shock.
Golly, Bob, Hope had better look out, huh?
Yeah. Well, Moray Jack doesn't have any radio career in mind, I hope. Hey, Terry, about Duncan and his proposition.
Yeah?
Now, suppose you take charge of Moray Jack and take him back to the White Duck. I'll see what Duncan has on his mind, and then I'll join you. I don't think Duncan is going to do anything but talk, and there's no use of him boring both of us. Duncan was rather mysterious, so I played along with him. He said he had a room in the Imperial Hotel, and would I go there with him? Okay, Duncan, you've played hush-hush long enough. Now, what's your proposition, or is this just a gag?
I'll tell you this much, Ryan. You know this part of the world pretty well. You have brains, and you're not afraid. Now, I want you to meet a man who can use your special talent.
Oh, who is he?
Now, wait. I'm not going to do this by fits and starts. I'm going to bring the chap right here. He's in the hotel. Or better still, we'll go up to his room, and you can get the proposition straight from him.
I should have guessed something, but as I said, my brain was on a vacation. Anyway, we walked along the hotel corridor. Duncan knocked on a door, and in a moment it opened. And before I could back out, I was face to face with Conrad Sainsbury.
Well, well. What have we here?
I got your message, Chief, when I got back in the city. I've been in Chongqing, but I have just a man for you. And as your note suggested, I kept the entire thing secret. Come in, Ryan. I want you to meet my big boss, Conrad Sainsbury.
Yes, Mr. Sainsbury and I have met before, Duncan.
Yes, indeed. And if this is your idea of a joke, Duncan...
This is your best bet, Mr. Sainsbury. Pat Ryan knows all about China, but, well, if you men know each other...
Yes, we're acquainted. You've been out of the city, no doubt of that, or you'd know that this man has caused me no end of trouble.
If you mean catching a killer, nabbing your own private secretary is causing you trouble, then you're right.
But I'm at a loss to understand.
You're a fool.
No, he isn't. He just followed your instructions.
I found your note on my desk, sir. You said I was to try to find a man who could lead an expedition into Indochina. Hey, you wanted me to be discreet and bring the chap to you.
But I didn't expect you to dig up this...
Don't bother to say it, Sainsbury. Why, I wouldn't lead you across the street, much less your expedition to Indochina.
Mr. Duncan, I didn't know you were friends with this man.
Why, yes, we are. I've been friends for a long time. Some of my best stories I got from Mr. Ryan.
I listened to your news broadcast a few minutes ago. And if that's a sample of the stories he helps you dig up...
I dug that one up myself.
Oh, indeed. An ignorant stumblebum who can't even talk straight. And a friend of Ryan, too, as I recall him saying on the radio...
Now that was all an accident. I mean a coincidence. It just happened that Moray Jack was aboard the White Duck. But I don't see what that's got to do with...
Oh, no? Well, you might take a few moments to read the newspapers today. You'll find that Ryan and his friends have got themselves quite a mention, although they tried not to let it be known.
Yes, and you managed to keep out of the scareheads, too, didn't you? Well, thanks for the buggy ride, Duncan. I'm going out where the air doesn't smell.
Yes, get going. And you may as well trot along, too, Mr. Duncan. I won't need you anymore.
Wait, you mean
I... mean just that. You're tied up too closely with Ryan and the other riffraff he associates with. It's well that I found this out.
Found what out? Look, my job is one thing, but my friends are another.
Not the way I look at it. You're fired, Duncan. Get out.
Well, how do you like that? I'm fired.
Cheer up. Could be worse.
I don't see how.
You might still be working for Sainsbury. And that's worse than anything I could imagine.
Yes, Pat Ryan had a proposition. But he didn't dream Duncan was taking him to Conrad Sainsbury. And now Duncan has been fired. But stand by, and we'll see where all this leads to.
Quaker with a bang, bang.
Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the...
Hey, wait a minute. No school tomorrow. As a matter of fact, no school all next week. Oh, say, that gives most of you all the more time to really enjoy breakfast. Mm-mm. That's a sight I'd like to see. You fellas and girls piling into big heaping bowls of Quaker Puffed Wheat Sparkies. Really enjoying that hip-the-spot, nut-like flavor. Sinking your teeth into the tender, crispy goodness of those giant wheat kernels shot from guns. But say, don't any of you be left out. You'd all better check right now. See if you've plenty of Quaker Puffed Wheat Sparkies on hand for over the weekend. If not, you better get going. At your grocer's, get those big red and blue Quaker packages. But make sure the Quaker man is on the front. That means it's the original, the one and only Quaker Puffed Wheat Sparky.
Terry and the Pirates is dramatized for radio by Albert Barker, who says, so Conrad Sainsbury is looking for somebody to lead him into Indochina in search of the missing Dr. John Quill. Well, Pat Ryan won't do it, that's certain. But somebody else is going to work for Sainsbury, somebody you know quite well. See if you can guess who it is, and we'll get together for the answer tomorrow. Same time, same station. Terry and the Pirates is directed by Wiley Adams.